Nevertheless, I may have a shirk of the Motay, the Damash Toshel Apikis, Dolophimiata Omo, the Nemu Valach to Horshel, Shalim the Horse Park of the
Zay. So, last week we had started trying to get the background for the Madriga that Avloz is talking about. The type of Madriga that's fitting for Avloz was the Mayan Mazgabit. The Leif Tov, that Madriga Elyona, which is above all the other levels that we learned. And we were trying to get some handle on the, from the distance. But we should get a little bit of a view of what they, where is it on the map? What stratosphere we're talking about exactly over there? And if we have some idea where it is, so then maybe the words will fit in a little better. Because if you read the words out of context, then they usually don't work so well. And that found with the main problem with this Mishnah, not that's the main problem with most Mishnahs, is that if you don't know what the subject, you don't know where you are, so then it doesn't fit in. And if you can get the basic idea of where we're holding and where we're trying to, on what subject and in what area, the Mishnah is coming to clarify, then usually the words start falling into place.
What was he talking about? Why is it a sheet toss on? What is it doing in the second part? Usual things.
So we were trying last week, we started, I don't remember exactly how far we got, so we'll repeat. Never hurts. It's going from the room, so I'm going to repeat a little bit. The understanding of these two Madrigas. The standard Madriga of Torah, which we are used to dealing with, and there's a very special Madriga of Torah, which, in my understanding, the best I can do, the amount I understand, that this is the level that Avloz is referring to. These two Madrigas, the place where they can be found in capsulized form, in the Makor, in the Shurish, of these two Madrigas, are in the Sugya of Sefer Torah and the Sefer Sedibris. There are two Chalakim. There are two halakim in Matan Torah. I don't remember exactly how well we can. So if I repeat myself, excuse me. But I don't think I'm going to be too terrible. let's get again the picture. The questions I think you remember. What's the Sefer Sedibris all about? We cut it out of the Torah. There's Tayag Mitzvahs. Take it out of the Sefer Torah. There's a new thing called Sefer Sedibris. The same thing, we have very funny, strange things going on in Matan Torah. Matzad Echad, we find in the Parsha of Yisro especially, a tremendous amount of sound effects and inyani ha-pachad v'yir, gvur, esh, shakachas, kol ha-dvorim, that the purpose was, like it says in the Pasuk itself, l'man, yeh, yosef, shanoch, kechon, ha-pnechon, l'ruf, yisech, ha-tov. Al-Kadekach, there's the Yisoy that has not possible the Kofalam HaKegigis. And the Medrash says Kofalam HaKegigis is a very strange Medrash, that he easily understood on its own, but much, just to see Al-Eif HaDvar Megim, that there was a Pchinon Matan Torah that Bereshit wanted to be forced on us, so that it should be in some way, how, on the rebellion of the halacha, the person is ma'anis, somebody, so Aisha is leisuchu l'shalucha kol yod. There's a halacha that it's no longer told in his bechir. That this mahalach of enforcing Torah and Klal Yisrael was a mahalach of inus. This is a very, very strange thing in light of the basic concept of Matan Torah, which we're all familiar with, that the Yisrael of Matan Torah, all the lachas of chupa, all the lachas of chasen kala were done from Matan Torah. This was beyond chupa, so you see chaslibay, that's yom Matan Torah, so chaslibay, it's been basically the shal v'cholayf, and the beginning of the kesha in Amarecha, and Amarecha shal ish v'ish, Amarecha shal dveikus in the most ultimate form. What is the Pasha of Matan Torah? When we learn the Pasha of Yisrael,
which is the main parasha of Matan Torah, parasha in Simchas Halachos. It doesn't look like that at all. There's a strange chasna going on there. You scare the daylights out of the kala, you manis the kala, to the point that Yotze Nishmosa v'chol divo v'divo. He came to the Rebbe and said, like, listen, and H.T. was against the Rebbe, Rashi Ben says, you listen, he's had enough of this. You can get hanged with that. So he said, hey, Chanel, but the Tal Shotchi, he says, love, b'chol, every year I get there's an ace. So I saw my halakha piece with the Tchi, and he says, twice is enough, 10 times, depending on the Josh, or b'chol, even. There was a very strange mahalchim going on over here. So the Yisrael Adolah Vikitsa is like this, that there are two Bemet, two Tzotim to Matan Torah. You can call it in many different forms, the same concept. You can call it one Mitzad Rebershon, Mitzad Klai Yisrael, there are different forms of how to say the basic concept. Basically what we have here is like this. The Torah was given. What is the Torah? This thing that we've discussed in the past, especially in the Mishnah of Rav Yossi, when it's talked about Haskin Hatzpulum Torah, that the Torah in the Madriga of Talmud Chochem, especially, all of the Torah, especially the Madriga of Talmud Chochem, that Mishnah was talking about, requires, enables, is mechadish, the capability of bringing Adam to its highest level, so highest level of Shlemus. A person is in this world created with an neshama and guf, and the Olam Hazeh with all that goes into it, and the responsibilities of all Hazeh and all that goes into it. And Sakha Kol, that starting point includes in it the lack of many milas and the forced reality of many chesernas. That koyach elyon, higher than all other koyachos, that has the koyach to misaken the kindness of Olam in its fullest form, is the Torah. Torah mitzvahs, that's the tachlis of Torah. Ramach and Shasa, the Ramach mitzvahs bring in all of the shleimus, in all of its forms, all of the pchinus, all of the protein of the shleimus of Adam, in any majority you want to talk about. And the Shasa, what it says, is to remove Shaychus Terah, remove Shaychus Tichusor, keep a person from going astray. The Yisoid of Torah is the Arois that the Rebbeinu Shem gave the Creator, gave the Nivra, the Marshal, you do with the Marshal of the person who creates a complicated machinery, a complicated task, there has to be an instruction there. So there's a Hechreach, Mitzad, the Nivra, Mitzad the Odom, that he has to, what is he supposed to do in this world? How is he supposed to use this world for its shleimus, and that's the basic issue of Torah on the more common level that we talk about Torah, Tayyad Mitzvahs, which is the klal. The klal, it has all of the protein of everything that it takes to bring a person to its ultimate shleimus, and to remove a person from all constraints that can possibly exist. And this Havana Yidei, both the limud of the Torah and the kiyum of the Torah. Even the etzim yisoid of Torah, unfortunately, more regular yisoid of Torah is that Torah which is the Torah of the Nivra, the Torah that the Borei gives the Nivra to instruct the Nivra how to come to his shleimus. But shleimus is only the first step and the process of the tachanot of Klai Yisrael, tachanot of Tachlis Olam, that the world is built on, there are three basic points. Hamal says the same thing with Rabbi Gemara's Bekitzo, there's always the starting point, and then the end point, and then the third point. Starting point, it's Yisrael Tzayim, Pesach. So the chesed of the chesed yibonet, the moon of chesed, that's always the starting point. There's an end point when a person comes to his fulfillment. He brought all of his koichos and koichos upon it. He's accomplished all of the tasks that he was put in this world to do. He comes to his shleimus. That's Shavuos, that's Matan Torah, that's the Yisrael of Matan Torah. Torah is the Koyach, which gives the Nivra the capability of bringing all of his Koychos from the Koyach Lapoyal to come to his Shlem. So that's step two. But it's not the end point. There's a third level, which on the one side is also included in Shavuos, and on the other side is going to Sukkos. I don't go into the Intaven right now, but Bechol is in the third Yisrael, is the Yisrael of Tveikos. That the Tachlis Seifis of what the Rebbeinu Shem created the world was not that he should have very sophisticated Nivroim, but the fact that he should have very sophisticated Nivroim, that they have those levels of Shleimus, is a Hechatimsa to come to that state which is the real Tachlis of the world. Bekitzer, what is that state and what is its Tachlis? The state is called the Vekus. The state is when the level, the ultimate chasm, the ultimate distance that there can possibly exist, Boiv and Nivra, is brought to such a closeness that the only moshul that we have is the closeness of Isha Isha. The only moshul is of the Shir Shir, where there's a tzad where there's no longer two. No, b'chol eifin, a person has to remember that it's b'chol eifin, b'chol eifin, still two. That matzav is the tachlis. That's called tveikus. It's a tachlis seifis. And as the Ramchal explains in the Derech Hashem, luli chetor merishin, so then it would have been possible to be attained that directly through the Torah of Eilim Nazir. And as a person will do mitzvahs, if a person, the Shleimus and the Koychos HaDveikos that we have in mitzvahs and in Torah will be able to see in this world. A person would come home from shul in the morning, his wife wouldn't recognize him. After tefillin and tzitzis and kishma and tefillin and Torah in the morning, he'd come back, he'd look like a different type of malach than he left. She also went up because so maybe she said, oh, I know you. But b'chol eifin doesn't work that way. After chatan mishin, these levels are very, very pneumistic levels, and to the most part are below the surface and not seen in other ones. With rare exceptions where we can get this is so pneumious and so high that be'etzim after chatan mishin, man is no longer capable of coming to that in Olam Hazeh. And the real time where that only comes is that's Olam Haba. That's what Olam Haba is all about. The Ishin, the Nenim is the Shechina, the Tachlis Olam, where the Bayer and the Nivra come to this closest relationship. What is that Tachlis? The Tachlis of that is, gets in the room, so the way they say, Gendam Chal, is Mazman Derech Hashem. Is that the Ritzon Klali of the Baruch Hu that created the world is the hate of him for Yosef. And the Baruch Hu never does anything second grade. Nothing more. Anything less than the absolute ultimate that can be. So as long as there's a basic chasm between Baruch and Nivra, then all of the Hatava that the Baruch Hu could be Mashpia and Nivra is the Hatava of the soup called Nivra, right, within the realm of Nivra. And all of that, to the greatest ultimate toiv that you can think of in terms of Nivra, is bechlal nothing relative to the toiv of the Bereli. The ultimate toiv, the toiv be'etzem, the ultimate toiv, the seer toiv, is that toiv which is the Bnei Shalom. Because the Bnei Shalom is not going to settle for any second grade, ultimate the toiv of a nivra, that's not good enough. The Bnei Shem wants to give the nivra the toiv of bayre. So it's a problem. You can't give nivra a toiv of bayre. It's nivra. The nivra is ultimately distant from bayre. The Bnei Shem created through toiv such a process where, to some degree, to the degree that the Bereshon Nuv Chochmosay is possible, you can overcome that limitation. This is overcome the limitation of infinity, as all the ultimate limitations that a person can think of, impossible lines that can't be crossed, the whole Eifin Rebbein Shem has it, has such a mahalach that to a certain degree it is crossed. That the Rebbein Shem can bring the Bria, the Nevroim, to such a relationship with the Veikus. As a Dovid boy, they have a b'china of Eben Melech Melech, a b'china of Dovid B'Tor Tor. To the degree that the person comes to that achdus of the Rebbein Shem, then he has a b'china of being like the Rebbein Shem, and to the degree that you have that b'china, the Rebbein Shem can give the Nivra that tree of the Bayala. These things are very, very high and very dangerous. You have to, but we're not going into any good explanations here, because you have to get it right. If you go too far on one side, you'll end up in a Avodah Zarah. If you go out too far in the other direction, you've made the work purposeless. You have to get it exactly right. So these are the ultimate delicate issues, and we don't feel that we have the capability of dealing with it in the proper ilu kind of thing. The best is not to do it. But so you're sure. If a person has to know that there are such ideas, you throw them on the table and you revise them. Right? Well, if I'm trying to explain it exactly, so then I have to be the guy, I have to know exactly. I'm not trying to explain it exactly, I'm just, throwing it out and I'm going to go right. These ideas are extremely, extremely dangerous. Extremely, extremely dangerous. We can go and speak for a long time to show how many churbonos were created in this area. And the only reason why I am bringing it up is because it is the Mishnah that we're talking about. It's the only reason I'm talking about this. Bechlau, all of a sudden, Rav Elazar wants to tell us to shake room with Teir, because there's all Malahosha of Happy Teirs. The reason why I have to learn Teir is because one day, some idiot from some place is going to come and say some stupid ideas, and I have to know how to get rid of him. So for that, that's the pinnacle of Rav's Torah. I mean, what exactly is this? So the emphasis is not like that. The emphasis is that Rav Elazar is explaining that there's a level that our Yidei Torah not only may we get to, but when we chuyiv to get to, because there are other people that get there too. The Kerech Hara, the Tzad Hara, the Apikurus, has a Kerech to Kirch Tzachai over there also. And if there's not going to be that ultimate Talmud Chochem in every door, who has the Torah straight all the way to its highest point, in its highest level, then when that Rasha will come up with his new Torah, Alpi Torah, the Brutan Torah, there won't be anybody in there. These subject matters, which are so ultimately dedicated, are the mikur of the real happy course. Like a lot of the Gedolim said, or Rav Salanta said, someone once came and told him about Happy Curse. So, well, you know what Happy Curse? I want to meet him. You mean somebody stabbed me? He had a Yetzirah and decided to go after his Yetzirah. That's not Happy Curse. It's about time. And Makkis are burning in the Chavim by the Happy Curse. The person, that's not the idiot who comes up with his foolish ideas. But the person who threw dealing with the Dvorim in the Menuhum Shalom, but it's Purik all there. Apikurus Loshan Purik is all. He's Purik all Mine Obey from the Torah, from these levels. I'll explain it to you in a simple way. Yeah, simple form. We spoke about it before. We know that Brave and Niver, we spoke about the subjects not too long ago. The Brave and Niver, for a starting point, if you want to talk about a course, you're talking about Yir. And if you're not talking about Yir, then you're not talking about a but there's another side. There is this side that isn't this guy they tell you, they not tell you, they believe in Ibra come to be a very, very close relationship, It's so close, and B'dafka it's like that, that there's a Havamina that there's both of this Yisrael of Yira as an definition of the relationship with Elokus. And maybe you won't be yoy. We'll walk in the tile. Leave after the tile we got made it. Go for a walk. The Bereshit and Klaus will go for a walk in Gan Eden. Present that to you. Yochel shelo yir milafonu talmud loyim. It brings a lot of drasha. When you get to this type of hasoka of the relationship, the chidush that does exist, that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants, and this is the whole tachlis, to come to the ultimate closeness of dveikus, ahava, relationship with Bereshit and Nivra. So a person, whenever he gets there, is besukonu neiro to be perik ol, b'dafka, b'shita. Because kimat b'echreach, that's what you're saying. Make up your mind. Is it Bereshit and Nivra or is it Yisvish? So then it's not you, it's Arab. Okay. There's a mokum, this on a very simplified form, but this is, there's a mokum litois here that is extremely, extremely important. That kimat, you have to, you muchroch, to be political. That a person gets to a place where he knows how everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom, and all you have to do is be dovet in the Rebbeinu Shlom, that lemaisa, what does it make a difference what I do what I don't do? What am I nice in that meaning? We are commonly finding and studying how this understanding of Matriarch of the Vekos is Kemat Mechayev Prikisol. And in every generation and generation, there are those, B'derekhla Lashon HaPoyishnik, that somebody who the Revolution puts into the world can hear it. To be put Kleinsel through this saying over and over again, there are in every generation happy courses. Every generation has its apocourses. One generation they call it communism, one generation they call it Zionism, one generation they call it Americanism, and one generation they call it something else. There's no difference what you call it. Right? But they become shitas. These shitas, not all of them, some shitas are Talmud. Not everything comes from there. But there are shitas. There are the most dangerous of all shitas. And the shitas that come from these Shorshi Dika Mikuris. Let's get back to the Marshal and we'll get back to the Mishnah. The Marshal for us, for the Mishnah, is the Seres Adibus, but that's Beretz and the Mikor. The Seres Adibus and Torah explain these two aspects. The Torah is much more on a safer road. The Rebbeinu Shlom is in Shemayim, Chayas HaHaaretz, and we have Chiyuv and responsibility, living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. The Punisher made this world, he made you, and this is what you gotta do. You do this, don't do that, and you'll come to your Shlain machine and get rid of all the concerns. Everything's wrong, where you'll come to be all the Mashalim. That is the site of the regular Torah, the Kalal HaTorah, and that Chelek HaTorah, the relationship of Bereshit and Nivra, is very clear. He's the Mitzvah. Mitzvah contains with it. Hashem Kedushon of the Mitzvah Yisrael V'Tzivon. Every Mitzvah is done as a Tzivu Yamelech. The Nasser and Mishmar Klaisel's battle flag of Kabbalah Sotir, that Kabbalah's Gzei Yisrael. You have the capability of clearly, there's no, we know who the Melech is and who the Eved is, and everything is very clear. And this is, the Bainsham L'Choira doesn't, it's not for him. In other words, he gave a matana for us, for our purposes, our to'elis. The Bainsham to'elis Seifi spirit doesn't yet come from here. This is Shleimus HaOlam. Nivra has an Olam Hazeh, he has a difficult world, he has a difficult Messianus, he has, Eicha, what is he supposed to do with all of this? So the Torah comes and tells him, what is he supposed to do with all of this? And that's what he's supposed to do with it, he does it. Fine. This part is the clearer part, the more simple part, and the part that generally is what we're supposed to be dealing with. Because Ein Hanami now, the Shayish Hashoshim is the Bereshit Shem wants to make to be Yosef. So he asked what the Bereshit Shem's tachlis in the world is, so we have to talk about Vekus and Yosef. But when you want to ask directly, what's my responsibility? What's my tachlis in the world? My tachlis the Bereshit Shem gave us is to do his Ratzon, the Hainu Kiyum Mitzvahs, Mimah HaTerah, Shayidei Zeh, a person will come to Ishtar. So in that area, things are very safe, very clear, and all, if you do it, it's very simple. So I thought, Nechem Yehu was a brocho. Suppose the Chaim was a Moses, the Chaim was a Chaim, so he's there. There's Toiv, and there's Ra, and everything that removes the confusion very much. But there is another Marocha, which is the core of the Yisoid, of that Maimid Neira called Maimid HaSinai. The Rebbein Yishalom brought down at that time not only the Shlemus Olam. Lamaisa Be'etzim, the Shlemus Olam, the Rebbein Yishalom gave the Protos later. Kaisa weren't Makabal Tayyak Mitzvahs Kapoil, only later. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, actually 120 days later after Yom Kippur, and then Lat, over the 40 years, the Rebbein Yishalom, through Moshe Rabbeinu, taught Kaisa called Tayyak Mitzvahs, and all of Tayyak Mitzvahs. Matantay Alain, what Klausel received clothes, is the mind of the Seres Adibris. That's what they heard, and that's what they received, the mind of the Luchos. That's the Sugya Shashi of Matantay. The Chidush of Matantay was the breakdown of the normal, standard Madrega relationship between Berger and Nipra, of Melech ve'Eved, and the creation of Madrigas upon Madrigas of Kirva, that starts from Melech to Eved, and goes up to Ben Va'av, and there's a Medrash in Del Telekos, to Chaisi, Ishti, all of the Imi, different Madrigas of Kirva, that the Rebbein Shalom was Megala through the whole process of Matan Torah. All of the Protom of the Matan Torah, it's not necessary for us to go into, but the Klal, which that is what the Yisoid of Aseres Dibros is. Aseres Dibros is five Dibros, I think we spoke about this last week, explaining. These are the mitzvahs, besides being the protiest part of Tayyag, but they have a special role. There are five mitzvahs that give the Haggadah of the proper yachas to the Musik Bire, to the Elkus. I think we went into the Protom last time, and five mitzvahs that give a totally corresponding five for the Nivra. And these two Luchos were Luchos Shavas. This is the Luchos HaBris. This is the Bris, the Chibur between Klai Yisrael and the Banish on the Bris, the Chibur between the Bari of Nivra that took place through Klai Yisrael. The capability of being minded the brave and ever is a little more than that. Tumasi, Achosi, Tumasi, one of the things that says in Shish, that they're twins, they're Shavah B'Shavah, that they're, that was the Kiddushin of Klai Yisrael, that was the Ruch of Yaqal, the Ksuva, one place in Chazal. The Luchos, the Divrei HaBris that are written on the Luchos are the those Dvorim that describe, what do you have in Ksuvah? You have the Dvorim that describe, that are Miyased, what type of relationship are we talking about over here? Okay? That makes the when the Harayat Mekadeshesli, which is the Vachelet, which is makes the Chalos Kedushin, Havada, that's sufficient for making gas and halos. But as a tziruf, the reis of the rabbanon, the cholayf and eichel yeh, that the yisoid of ksuvah, the Rama puts it together, with the mitzvah of kedushin. So, the chup of kedushin. The chayes was lost in the bracha, the chup of kedushin. The ksuvah goes into that process. What's the ksuvah? The ksuvah is the clarifying the not some monetary agreements, but giving those definitions of the relationship that makes it this special type of relationship that we're talking about. Every special relationship that started needs a divrei habris to clarify what is the bris that we're making. This is between umois that way, and between partners, business partners is that way, and between Isha Isha, that's it. It could be Nichlal Bal Peh, and the Chachal were Mesakins, but there are covered, according to Yisraelis, that's not the Yisraelis right now. A Bechola from the Divrei Habris to Ksuvra is clarifying, establishing what exactly, or what do we mean when you say Harayat Mekadesh Hashem. When the Bnei Shalom says, Harei Terosi Shali, Yuri Min HaShemayim, V'Nosim L'Rochor, that if we, all the Pasha were holding our Pasha's Tshuma, the same by his cotton, like the Moshe of Chazal bring. So, I gave you my Torah. To take it back, I can't. I gave it to you. Lifushim, and I can't. So wherever you go, make me a little house so I can go along with you. Moshe Yadua, Ken, Mishka. The Torah and the Bnei Shalom are a chibur. Kutzpichu v'Reisach Ad. Okay? The Torah is given to clients in such a way that they are now brought into that chad. Ayidei Torah, Torah is that miraculous koyach that has the koyach to overcome all of the muchrach hevdelim bin beril nivra at kamash zeafshar, in creating the luchos hakodesh, creating the bris, the kedushin, the emesis that the chelik of the Divrei HaBris of Matan Torah is in Parashas Mishpatim. The chelik of establishing the aspect of Yira of Matan Torah is in Parashas Yisa. The separated out, put on, first you have a Parashas Mishpatim, then you have a Mishpatim, also I'm going back to Matan Torah again. The description of Matan Torah in terms of the chibur, the bris of Matan Torah, that's big in Parshas Mishpatim. The description of Matan Torah in terms of the year, the pachad neir of the mekabel the tzivei hamelech, kabel olmachol shemayim, kabel gzeiros hamelech. Okay, that's in Parshas Yisrael.
No, that was a tap. One of the pachad neir.
Mafuish, and the pasuk was there still. Yes, Hashem was able to really say chato. That was these two
pasuk.
Ibris mishpatim. So that's almost all you have in there. The nasa of mishma is there. The dam habris, the kriya of the divrei habris. There was a divrei habris. There was a krisus bris. There was a zrikas dam habris. That also over there was niskalak. You need a malach to come. And mechalak b'diuk b'chetzi. If it wouldn't be b'diuk b'chetzi, then the whole thing's not worth. Right? Moshe Bennett could do it very, very closely, down to the multi-million. Right? No, not good enough. It has to be b'diuk b'chetzi. Half goes on Kleinsville, and half on the Mizbech. Because there's a shivui gomor, chetzi-chetzi. Chetzi l'shem, chetzi l'shem. That the Kleinsville and the Rebbe Yishnam are being nis'amed b'divrei Hebrews ke ilu shofim. Ki ilu ish ish. As one, as a series of divrei that are contained of the two together. The Reb Lozer, who is the Mayan HaMisgaber, who is the Leif Toi, who is the Elyon of the five, who is the Knegget Kulon. So his description, his starting words, to teach us the type of Torah that he's talking about, that he's telling us. Like we said, you saw the Ben Yunya. We're talking about that level of Torah where things are getting confusing. Where there is the Pashtus Hadol. The first 75,000 letters, right, are Mechayev Prishkos Ol. If a person learns it up good and understands the Imik of Divrei Habris Vahadregus that there is between Brev and Nivra. The person can understand how a kol meravonishlan and everything was mitzido yisbach, right? And everything that happened in history was the way the Benishlan wanted. a person, it's dangerous to talk too much about it, because a person can get stuck with the tools. There's kimat behesheyach, a prerequisite. There's not be courses in these mekaymos, in these places, in havana, in this level of Torah, where a person has to be exactly on the fine line of knowing that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the Bayin who is the Nivra, and understanding all of the Kabbalahs of Malchus Shemayim that's included in that, and Adarabba, the closer a person comes to the Melech, as Moshe Yehuda, the Anhagi is, Pelechsi Yehuda, the more Chomer is the Tfiyah, Moshe Yehuda. Such a closeness to the Rebbeinu Shlom, with all of the Chais, for all of the year the Rebbeinu Shlom is Megala, when the Rebbeinu Shlom comes down, in Eirum Azir, Hashis Yisrael, so it's too tough nice. The Koilos, the Shefa, the Eishak Kol, the Oshlim, the Kifna, the Eishak. Pachad Neir. Why? Because when the Rebbeinu Shlom is not Megala like that, means Bishmai Megala, or it's also a year. But it doesn't have to be the Giyui of such a year. But if you want to come close, you want that the Rebbeinu Shlom should be Yoyer HaSina, you know, that might tell you. So then you have to be able to hear the Imik HaYira, She'atke Ekhav, She'be'etzen, you can't live through it. Yeah. That person, Lo Yira Onim Chai. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Lo Yira Onim Chai, Chai Yosel HaMaisen. Or Mekabal HaTeyah, or Mekabal the Giyui. Hagol Moshe Avshani Tachetayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom had to be Lo Yira Tal Shal Tchiyah. It's a zam min gibu shel yir over pachad a person can't be a yir. That's pan echad. Mitzad sheni, okay? If, what's the computer shel mikro, what did Klai Yisrael do? He ran away. You go back. You don't stand in that kira. Such a yir as a person draws back. So he's not standing in the matzah of that kiva that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants. Comes along the Apikurus and he says, no, you're not doing what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants ultimately that she come to the highest level of Vegas. You say you can't do it. So you have to let go a little bit of the year. You have to, you know, ease you off a little bit on the edges, and because you have to come to Vegas. And somewhere along the line, you make some type of a steer me hadin. Sometimes changing, in the beginning changes maybe just understanding what the proper perspective is on some mitzvah, and taking something that's a secondary, third day level mitzvah and making it to ikur, for example, or something like that. Just changing around the priorities of clients a little bit. So. Let's just make it that it's, you know, it's fitting to the new generation, you have to know, and like this you can mukav people, mahalkim ke'el. It's kimat, they have to rechmos. Because when you get to that hakara of the dveikas of the brain from Taka wants, kimat, you have to be mukhruch to come to a mistake. So Rabbi Elazar is the one who comes and tells us that in Echanan, when there's nevuah, so then there's a Navi Shekin. The Rebbeinu should be matzlos, so we should never know what such an insane is. A person comes along, and he shows the Moisim, the Yonim, that he's a Navi. He can do a Maifus like Eliyahu or Barakam. The only thing is that he comes and says, you know what the Rebbeinu should tell me to tell you? He said, until now you're not supposed to be able to do it, but just this one time you should be able to do it. So our Kaiser has to take this Malach HaRakim, the way he looks, and stone it. The quicker the better. Some little youth has to get up and chop his head off. Navi Shek. Such a Nisayin. Every generation, though, has that Nisayin according to its generation. We were doing with Tereshiv Iksav, Nivur, so the Zilu was there that was the Navi Shek. When you're dealing with Tereshiv Alpeh, which is the level of the Mishnah. So like the Beni Yoin says, V'apikurish of Kan, who kurifu b'teish of Ope. What apikurish are we talking about? That apikurish who kurifu b'teish of Ope. Shat and kurifu b'teish of Ope is not somebody that comes along and says, you know what, I don't believe in the whole thing. No, I have a lot. That teish looks at Stuki, Stam Stuki. Demis is that Stuki Demis was bidyuk in such a case like this. He got up into, going to where the Shoyush, the Indian of the Stuki was, he got into that area where the Indian of the Schaiva Unish and the Indian of the Takwa Soifi gets confused and he made a mistake. And there was, that's where he was put a girl. It's also from the same type of the Stuki. Because he had a Hasaga that the Pashat Yisrael, the Shlemus Alder, which is Schaiva Unish. The person comes along and he tells you, "Al Tavos as Kurs Brochon Nas Lakavos Char," and he took away the whole Tachos. So he said, "Let's do it. Let's die in this parable." As he said, it's stupid. Even all of these kufim, all of these kufim, the Teshuva, whatever. We're not talking about somebody Pekalas making that. He was a Talmud of the Tan Elyon. People who knew good the Teshuva parables. The other thing is that from the Teshuva parable lane, from Teshuva parable is the Sea of Kesha. Bris la nukhus of bris eral divitesh al peh. Divitesh al peh is that brings out this koyach of bris throughout all the tishaks. But you can't go into it in great length, you just have to hear it. Soyra davar l'gabi ar mishnah. Just for the sake of understanding our mishnah that came to. We're talking about this level of understanding. The level where the person is a Reb Lezer Harach was the Mechadish, was the Mayin of Meskaber. How are you a Meskaber? How are you in the Matan of Kodesh? In Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, the Mayin of HaShemesh Yesh Chodesh. What does it mean? Why all of a sudden is the Chodesh the Mayin of HaShemesh? In the Malachim there's no Chodesh. It doesn't mean just the Shemesh. Only Adam is Mechadish. The Rebbein Shlem and Adam, those are the two koichas in the world. The Rebbein Shlem and Adam, the Torah, they are capable of Mechadish. Vadai, that all chidush is Yesh Ma'ayin, and it's called chidush like every Yesh Ma'ayin. Just like the pshat, the way the Rebbein Shlem was Mechadish, the world itself. And that's Yesh Ma'ayin. It doesn't mean, again, just say it. All of these things are very able, and you just have to say them in capsule form. Yesh Ma'ayin doesn't mean that he hocus pocus and all of a sudden there was nothing. Here, there's nothing here, I'll show you, there's a rabbit. Those are tricks. Yesh Ma'ayin means that the Rebbein Shem was able to take something from a form which is totally nela, that's klapi the person that's looking. Copy the new room. There's nothing here that can be dealt with. It's beyond. It's totally beyond. And it's called Ayin Klapaf. And lower it, translate it, package it in a way that it exists as a Yesh on the lower level. That's what Yesh Ma'ayin means. In the Elyon, by the Bari Alein, everything is Yesh Gomo. Everything is in the Tzidus of Ayin Gomo. These words you have to be careful. If I look at the Rebbein Shlom, Mitzidoi, there's no problem on Yesh Ma'ayin. Mitzad the Nivra, Mitzad the Bria, the Rebbein Shlom alone is Ein Spe Ein Soifoi, doesn't leave room that there should be something Mugbal that a Nivra can deal with. There's a Chiddush that the Rebbein Shlom was Mitzi, Hadvorim HaNelom, the Dvarim that are so high, so perfect, and so ultimately without gvul, that there's no tfis in them, to a yesh, to something that can be dealt with. Here it is, it's like this, and you do this with it, and you don't do that with it. The Torah is so high, and was given over to Odom so high, that koyach of creating mamish, of bringing something that didn't exist within the world of the Nivra, it can be brought down into the world. Chidush Mamish, Bria Maisa Bresh. Torah, creating a cow or something like that, that's a long, the claim is out. But Torah, any ingo can do that. Kohen wanted to make a goyim before his bar mitzvah. The goyim, there's only goyim. It's not such a big deal. It's not such a difficult thing. But we're not talking. We're talking about the Dvarim Yeter Ruchniyim. Etzem Koyches. The Torah has the capability. Man can stand in front of the Bar Mitzvah with that ultimate relationship. And it says, "Lepiv Dasus Fuma," that the person receives the Chokhmah Lepiv Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah Shabal Peh means Torah Shabal Lepiv Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. It came out of my mouth. Whose Peh are we talking about? Both. My Peh. Well, Torah Shabal Peh is something that Chokhmah says. It says Omer Rav in the beginning. It doesn't say Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rambam brings a pasuk, says Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. But when he brings Torah Shabbat, he says, there's always some name there, Amar Zeir, Amar Ovo, Amar Atana. But Torah Shabbat Peh, that's the Yisrael of Torah Shabbat Peh, that although it's a govern that's mitzad the Nivra says it, the Odom says it, it's Divrei Elokim Chayim. That's the Rakam Chivu of it right there. That the man stands with his Peh, as the voice piece of the Rabbeinu Shalom, not b'tor Novi, where he's only a shliach, he's only a malach, and in the Torah that it's called Torah delay. The Yisra B'yayim V'layru, Kevin, was saying in the beginning of Tilum, what's the beginning of the passage? The same Torah which is Be'etzim Dvar Elokim is Nefach Lios the Torah delay, the Omer Rav. The Tana, the Amir, the Talmud Chokhmah Shel Chol Dor V'Dor is Mechadish Chidush Mamish. He's Megala Gili Godel. He's Megala Anu Gili. That until I wasn't going. That Koyach of Mayin HaMeskabe, that Koyach of being in a matzav of direct contact between Bo'i V'Nivra, so that the Dvar Ha'odom is called Das Teir, it's called Das Elokim. That Misha Hulich Neged Ha'chokhon was Neged, Misha Hulich Alech Ha'chokhon Ha'ashkina. If you Hulich on the Talmud Chokhon, you Hulich on the Ben Shalom. It's because it's Dibu Elokim Chayim Bifid. That Majega exists in all Teir Shalom Peh. And the Majega that we're learning also exists. But Rebbe Lozer is the ultimate of that Madriga, is that Madriga where every new generation has its new Nesoya. And the Giluyim of the last generation aren't going to help for that. And every generation has its new Apikoyos. That's going to come from the Koyachos of Tayyarim. From the Shana Pirish Nekov, from the Shana Velay Pirish, all the Tayyarim also come. Here comes the Novi Sheker, the Teresh of Abba Sheker, that brings L'chol, he's right. He brings such a Mahalach, the Abba Abba, how you Cholik on me? Here, I'll show you that that's the way it's supposed to be. And in order to overcome that Apikorsis, in order to overcome that L'chol, steer the Emes, it requires this level of Mechidush, the level of Mayin HaMeskabe, to bring down a new level of Gilui of Torah, which will be Megala in Kol Dor V'Dor. The Rish Kodesh Odeh will give the example of Purim. Comes a Surus HaChashverish. HaChashverish was Melech HaKol Olam. He was the Umalei. He was the UNLA. Kol Olam. And he just wanted to have a good time, a party, this, you know, like, what do you want to do? Mordechai says that. He wants to be a friend, he's going to bring us in. Mordechai says, there will be a mocha in the thing, you definitely have to go, there will be a sheet, you definitely have to go. There will be those that will hurt on Mordechai. what how you was able to stand up as well. Bidafka. And Bishas Maisir, when he said Bidafka, you shouldn't go. And Bidafka, I'm going to stand in front of Haman and I'm not going to bow down. So people came to attend you, you didn't sack in Klai Yisrael. Don't you see what you're doing? You're getting. And then came out the Gzeda. And then they really went over to Mordechai and said, you see, we told you you're going to sack in Klai Yisrael. Look what Gzeda, it's all your fault. Mordechai said, no.
You're right, on the surface it looks like right. That's not the story.
There is a gimur. This is one of the chozer kibluo, the nasiv nishma that overcomes the kofelim hakigigis. That's mechap of these two majigis of the Matan Torah and brings it all into the koyach. That was all. That all comes through Purim. That was the chozer kibluo that you made Purim. That koyach was the koyach of being mecharish and hukum chudeshes. That lechayu looks like it's much the opposite. It's being misak and kaisa. Bechol dor v'dor, there are nisayas kapil. Every generation has its problems in different forms. The Rosh brings up a new one every time. You can learn yisoydeis from nice elves from the bottom of Yaakov. That's the heavy shaking of the room I tell you that a person has to come to what's called Das Torah. Das Torah means that the person's Das Alein, you ask him, what's your Makor? Which Pasuk are you bringing me? Okay. It gets to a point where it's not a Pasuk. He's bringing you the Rebbein Shalom says. And how do I know the Rebbein Shalom says so? Because I say so. Because a person has that Chibur with the Rebbein Shalom, that his Das is so mechubel l'teira that his das, what he's mechir v'dayta, this is the anhaga, is the real king, is das teira. Das teira is das teira. And almost always, he looks like, why are you doing such funny things? Are you going in the wrong direction? Obviously, he's supposed to go in the opposite direction. The das teira shmuz, which is very important, but it's not what we're learning right now. The idea that a person is not on that level, so he has to mishavit himself to the people who are on that level. What we want to learn right now, though, is the etzem yisoid of the koyach ha-Torah that the Rebbe is talking about, that the way that he chose to give us understanding of what he's talking about is heavy shoker ruma Torah in order shidol mashitol shivati koyach. Do is das. That koyach that is aimed in every nisayon knows what to do regardless of what's going to bring the new situation. Me'efo yodeh. Das is ma'atzma l'nateya. That the person knows mitzad atzma. Chochmi kim kavu from a rebbe. Das, that level of dor mashitoshiv, he can't be kavu from a rebbe, the answer for the apikos. Because in the rebbe's generation, there's going to be the Rebbe's apikurus. And he can teach the Talmidim the answer to his apikurus. But he can't teach him the answer to the apikurus that's going to be for the Talmidim when they come along. He can be making them to be such mekablei Torah that when that apikurus comes along, they're going to be the revelers of that generation. They're going to be that can stand in das Torah, mepiv das asur. How do I know it? I'm telling you, mepiv shel kodesh baruch hu. Chochm odif. The Novi is mukbal in his nevuah, only whatever the Rebbe gives him. It's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Novi, he can know everything, and the next minute he can know nothing. Whatever the Rebbe is megala, he knows. He can know exactly what's going on anywhere, at any level, whatever the Rebbe is megala to him. And a regal later, he can't know what's happening in his own pocket, because he's no older. It's not mitzad ha'odah. Vada, he needs hachana for it. It's mitzad ha'bayit. Vada, he has to do that. That's not the koyach. The chocham olif mi novi, because it comes in the koyach that the Rebbein Shalom was matna to the chocham. Right? And now he is ume b'naita. He's mecharish teyer mekoyach teyosai. There has no gvul. Just like the Rebbein Shalom has no gvul, the koyach teyer shemol peh has no gvul. Teyushev Ksav has a group. There's so many Yosefs, and they even all the chibur oisus are so many and so many, even that way maybe it becomes ultimate, but b'chol oifen, there are so many and so many oisus in the Torah. So many and so many daps and so many oisus. Torah oyuch yaretz midor chol min yom. The Torah she'en lo yigvu, that's nichlas l'toich kol matzav chodesh. The Doma Shatosh of Apikoros is something that the Rebbe never dreamt of. It didn't exist in his generation. He can't be makabel. So me'efu hu yedad. Me'efu hu yedam alosh. It's not as well who's smarter. It's not a question of smart. In order to answer the Apikoros, you have to be married a gili gobel, chodosh in Torah, for this particular generation, for this particular Israel, that never existed before. And there was nobody before him who knew it. Me'efu hu yedad. He has that chibur of being aimed ke mekabel yoshem lekodesh bochu. When a person is learning Torah, shechina can enter. Matan Torah was begilui, and Torah Shavuot Peh is the same mahalach of Matan Torah, the hester, the hem. That's the hemshech of Matan Torah, which calls man that there was a gilui ksas, it was called Sanhedrin, ksas yachasi to Matan Torah. Gobel b'yoyse yachasi to us. Our Torah is already from the Churban, it's called Ein Torah, and since the Churban has gone down to so many, many Madrigas, then the Chesed is how you call it anymore. But the whole reason Aval Pikein, the Koyach HaChidush of Torah, the Mechadish. The Mayan Amas Gabri is a Koyach that still exists. What's in it for us? So, this is nice if you're going to be the next girl of the door. And Tov Beseda, so we have to recognize the girl of the door and Vapu Adas to those people who have that. That's what I understand. But that's not the message of Mishnah. That's secondary message. That's not the message. So what's in it for us? So there's a Chiddush Noizer. Nefesh HaChaim. Chaim Volozhin explains this. That this koyach elyon in Torah is nachlas haklal. It's nachlas haklal. Every year can have a shaklas. You don't have to be a Talmud Chacham, stempled with a right hat and right chais on the right position to be a problem. Thus, any person who's pesach sefer and leimed b'shkido without shkido is a loyach. Okay, but a person who's leimed b'shkido. The same as Chalkein, the Messiah Sechel, there is a koyach of chidush of Gilui Miyuchat for every year that no other year could be Magal. And every year, who doesn't just sit back and Yetz design, learns Karet and Matayah, but he shake it with the Matayah, Kolecha Lefim Adrei Gosai, not in Klal and Hogar's Oila, maybe that's not for him, but Klal and Hogar's his own Oila, but Klal and Hogar of some trap, that's a chidush. When a person really doesn't know what to do, he has a major decision, you're some Nisar from the Goyim, you don't know what to do, you have a big Nisar, you don't know what to do, sit down and learn 3 hours, 2 hours, Bishkida Abba. And then think about the subject, and you'll come to the right decision. But tonight, that while you're learning, you forget about the problem. You have to be.
Sounds like
you learn
this generation.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. You can say it's easy, right? You don't have to be anybody special for that. A person who has a real nesun, has a difficult problem, doesn't know what to do, doesn't have Talmud Chacham available in his back pocket that he can contact right now. If you take out any gemara, preferably not on the subject that you're learning. Because otherwise you won't be able to say this. And he's machnes himself b'shkida rabu, where he's saying that guy he's aiming with ne'eshchim. Raisham has all these. When a person comes into that chibur of luchas, and that chibur of Torah Shavuot Peh, of bris, and that matzah where a person, you know, he's always do mashallah shavuot ha'pikayis. And then maybe, just don't wish you get insulted, that apikayis that we have to be meshiv, sometimes it doesn't come on the outside. Sometimes he's very close. Maybe no. But if a person will be kind of his majority, given even in any sign that comes in the way. Vadai, these are the one more yin, the one more takin. I don't pretend that I understand them completely. I certainly understand, pretend I explain them completely. But b'chol eifin manaseh, that's the subject of the Mishnah. And it's enough, it's important, it's worth it. Just to know that such a thing exists. Just to know that there is such a subject. And that through the posher level of kiyumat tayyar, tayyar mitzvahs, v'limin at tayyar kolecha l'kiyum at jigosai, on simple level, even if in Olam Hazeh we don't always have a giyurim of these majigas noroyim, but the schar of the kiyum of the poshut majigah of Talmud Torah that lost it lovely, everybody's going to be on top of this majigah of the makers. So even if the Olam Hazeh only yichid is kula on the top of these majigas, the poro kloli, and like we said before, every year it can get it but prat. Is in the Kuda, the Seichel came to the Seichel. Well, but that's only Burma itself. But Laila also, Laila, call me Shekin Drasha, the Loma Drasha. Anybody who's Eitz Chayim, you know, Zikni, or anybody who's Dobuk, Le Chayim is Chayim. Oilam, Chay Oilam, not always a Chayim. The Bunishnam was Noitea, the way you Noitea a tree, you planted it. What do you say in English the same word? Implant it. Chaya Olam. Chaya Olam is this Kesha Olam that takes to the Benishalam that has no rule. There's no Shaykh Nisib in it. Nisib in it. What Shaykh Nisib are you talking about? Being echoed with the Benishalam. What Nisib? Where Nisib? Not Shaykh Koyim, not Shaykh Kolis, not Shaykh any of them. Let's forget long forgotten about when you get to that Benishalam. Boilam as the Aloya Kol Echod is Zoycha Liloy Seven Omoy Bechayev. But Loilam Abo, Kol Yisro Yesh Nam Chirik Oilam Abo, She Nehma, what's the Pusik? What? Kaisel is the nutius of the Rebbeinu that is not of the Safina, Chayel is not of the Safina. The Torah that will makabu b'ra Sinai, Kovalecha b'fim b'chidras, I prefer b'fim k'rechot. Ayedei rim ra Torah, the king of the Torah, were trees that are natua in the Eretz Chayim. Where those that Eichel Peresan Be'olam Hazeh, that gets in a jigger off around the Roman, and Kol Masha Yetzin Fihem Zeh Gva Hashem Gva Rekim Chai. The Zechim B'dibuoi Ad Kedei Shal Divrei Hem Divrei Trei. Aber Kol Echad Ve'achol Shayach Tiz Ben Jigger Ve'asuz Ha'ad. The Rishon Shul Seichel Kim Nivisei Seichel, and Gam Anachmo Nizkeh Kolech the Fim Anjay Gosser, and Nai, that Heli Shoki to go to you. Because then they have a Shkida, that's the Anger. Kacha, Yesh Zayin, look it over, see, and Berech, I get the general idea, that doesn't work. By the Shkida, the Amrevo Sotay, the Gwesi, the Yen, the Laiva, so a person can be in the Kabo with this engine. So, with this,
These are the Pratim here.
We don't change.
I see two people, I see a generation. This one's garden and this one's that one's garden. One's a garden, maybe one's not. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I have trouble. They're all sure he's the garden. They're all sure he's the garden. So, both sides are going to tell me, through Hiddush, they know, sorry, it may not seem that way, it's the way it is. They're both going to play Mordechai. They're not playing Mordechai. One's Mordechai and one's not. Well, maybe they're both the same. But the adamancy coming from one side is that He's the one who isn't Mordechai. What am I supposed to do about this? Because I'm in a lot of trouble.
If I didn't know you, I would think that maybe you really have a problem. But since I know you a little bit, I know that you don't really have a problem. Because, what? To the degree they're talking about subjects that are not negated to you, those are...
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Right.
And this idea of Zerai, when it's negated to you, you know. Want me to prove it? You know. Want me to prove it? You know.
How do I convince my friend I know?
Yes.
What do we do for?
What do you have to do?
He's going down a beaten path. He's going to get wiped out.
Don't plant there. Don't plant there. Heavy shot. He's not my... He's the limited of Shkita. He'll get there. Prevention takes care of all of his roots. If he's icing and everything, point to his majority. All kinds of nice things, but he's not shaking doing it to you.
Look, we have people who think they're doing that. They're doing that in mass.
They're doing what?
Learning like that deeply, intensely, seriously. The MS.
Yeah.
The yeshivas.
So, they'll be saved. They may have some mistakes, but they'll be saved.
No. Eventually, it'll be in the right place.
Later, they'll be saved. Later, they have step up. You have to say. Whenever you're confused, don't they? Yeah. And the people who weren't there, they'll be the same.
It scares me, they think I'm completely confused. I'm happy, I'm not worried about it. That's what the Rose said, that's for sure. Okay, but I was brought to the right place, things were very nice. Okay. But they're also very nervous about me and very happy about themselves. I don't know, it's